B'shut Morai V'Rabotai, with the permission of Hashem, tonight, Be'ezat Hashem, it's Matan Torah. Tonight, it's Hag HaShavuot. As we know, Shavuot, it's weeks. That means it's a holiday of weeks. That means that, because in the Torah, it doesn't say why we do this holiday, this holy holiday. Shabbos, we know why we do Shabbat. Purim, we know why we do Purim. Chanukah, we know why we do Chanukah. Sukkot, we know why we do Sukkot, to remember that during 40 years in the desert, Hashem protects the Jews in the desert. He protected them from cold, from the winter, from the summer, from the heat, from the animals, and as the Torah said, that during 40 years, Hashem, can you just imagine few millions of people in the desert? Just imagine. Just imagine. It's children, old people. No, I mean, it's not a city. There is nothing there. You know, the desert, they has to travel 40 years. They were traveling from place to place. And, you know, for 40 years, Hashem, he surrendered them with seven clouds. You know, cloudy, you know, the cloud. He protected them with, it was miraculous what was going on in the desert. So that's why we do Sukkot. Rosh Hashanah, we know why. It's the day that Hashem judged the world. Kippur is the day of forgiveness. Hashem forgive all the sin that we do. But Shavuot, why is Shavuot? What's this Shavuot? Why we do this holiday? 50 days after Pesach, we do Shavuot. The Torah doesn't say why. The Torah said that we have to count. We have to count 49 days, and then it's Shavuot. After 50 days, it's Shavuot. Each day we count, and then on Shavuot, it's a holiday. A holiday of weeks. That means because we've been counting 7 weeks, so after 7 weeks, we do a holiday. It doesn't make sense. At least the Torah should say that we do Shavuot because it was the day of Matan Torah. Because the Jews were counting 7 weeks, 49 days, and then Hashem gave the Torah to the Jews. Simple. It's simple. But the Torah doesn't say that. The Torah said, you have to count 7 weeks, because in Hebrew, Shavua, it's a week. Shavuot is weeks. So we count 7 weeks, 50 days or 49 days, and then it's Matan Torah. But the Torah doesn't say that. And this is the question. Why the Torah doesn't say that? Why the Torah doesn't say that, imagine at all, that we do Shavuot because of Matan Torah? Because on that day, it was a donation. Hashem gave the Torah as a donation to the Jews. This is the first question. And the second question is the Torah, it's a gift? I know what it is, a gift. You give me a diamond, it's a gift. You give me a donation, it's a gift. You go to the day of the anniversary of your wife, you buy her a ring you buy her a watch. It's a gift. But Torah, a gift? Can you give a Torah? When Obama, the President Obama, he's the President of the United States, supposed to be the most powerful man in the world. Let's talk about other kings. when they give law, big, I mean, laws, you know, there is law. I mean, you just imagine, it's a, he asks you to give a high tax. Do you think that it's a gift? He wants to take from you tax. He wants to take from you money. I mean, in any kind of government in the world, a strong government or a weak government, wherever you are, when the government decides that this is the rules of the country, we have to do this, we have to do this, we have to do that, you have to do it. You don't call that a gift. They give you a gift. How can you say a Torah, it's a gift? Hashem will tell you, don't keep Shabbat. Don't work on Shabbat. It's a gift. Don't eat tarif. Don't eat pig. It's a gift. I mean, you forbidden me things that it's hard for me to do them. I mean, don't shoot your wife when she's nida. Do you think that it's a gift? That's what you call Matan Torah. I mean, give me easy life. It's a gift. But you give me a hard life. What kind of gift that? And we call it Matan Torah. So now we have two questions. How can you call Matan Torah a gift? You understand?
Yes.
This is, we have two questions. First, why the Torah doesn't mention that today, tonight, it's Matan Torah? We do Shavuot because it's Matan Torah. As simple as that. But the Torah doesn't say that, no. The Torah said it's a holiday of weeks. Have you heard people doing a holiday of weeks? I never heard that. It doesn't make sense. I mean, give me a reason. It just imagine somebody in the street, he tell you he counts. I understand. A man who wants to get married in 50 days, each day he counts one day, he has a purpose. He has a reason. Why you count? I'm excited because I'm going to get married in 50 days. So I love my wife and my future wife, and I want to make, and I prepare myself for that day. Ah, good. Very good. But if you see somebody counting days with no reason, why you count days? Well, I have in 50 days, I'm going to do a special event. What event? An event. And after 50 days, you know what's going to, we know what's going to happen? Something incredible is going to happen. What? He's going to tell you, it's a holiday. A holiday for what? Well, it's a holiday. It's a holiday because I've been counting 50 days. That is going to make no sense. So now we have two beautiful questions that we can explain them. One of the things that I would like to tell you is this holiday of Shavuot, it's a special event. It has another name, Atzeret. Atzeret, it's like from the word stop. Atzor, stop. Stop. And this morning, I was thinking, you know, Baruch Hashem, it's like people who are in business, they think how to improve their business. And always they think how much the time, they know that the more time they will spend on the business will get better. I mean, somebody who is all the time holidays, he will not, and he doesn't open his shop, his business. So the business will reduce. Maybe then it will finish by being bankrupt. Because a business, it's all, if you want to keep your business going, keeping going, you have to take care of the business, you have to look at the business, you have to to improve the business, you have always to bring new things in the business. Look all those the car business. The car business, Fiat or Rolls-Royce or General Motors, all cars. They don't have the old cars of 50, 40 years ago. Always there is something new. Or because people, I mean, the same car, it's that they will, people are boring, I mean, to drive the same car. If you don't, if you like a mark of a car, if it's the same car, you get bored. You know, you would always, a man wants a change. We need even a suit. I mean, you wear all the time gray. I mean, one day you want to change, you know. I mean, even I am a rabbi. I have always I wear black, but not the same material. I change always. I like to change. It's always black, but I change sometimes like this. Sometimes it's a little bit bright. Sometimes it's more dark. Sometimes it's another material. I mean, we need to change even food. Food, you eat always the same food, the same food, the same food. You get bored. You get bored because, I mean, you just imagine your wife make always an omelette, an omelette, an omelette, potatoes, potatoes. I mean, a steak, a steak, a steak, and then you get bored. Must be always something, even in the house. You see people, they change the house because they want to change. Sometimes you see people, they change the furniture of the house because they want always a man, they want to change. Now, according to that, I was asking myself a question. Why did Hashem give us a lot of mitzvot? Why Hashem didn't give us few mitzvot? Few mitzvot. Why a lot of mitzvot? But the reason is, because if you do the same mitzvot all the time, we get bored. Hashem, he wanted us always, there is always millions of mitzvot to do. So always, there is always another mitzvah that you do. Like tefillin. Tefillin is the same mitzvah we do every morning. But it's after 24 hours. And then it's become like, tefillin, it's become like something that it's natural. There's some mitzvot that they become, you know, it become like if you, in the morning you have to eat your breakfast. I mean, it doesn't matter what it is, the breakfast that you eat, always it's bread or cakes or coffee. So there is few things that we need to keep them all the time, all the time, all the time. For those way, we don't get bored. But for a lot of things, Hashem is worried that if we do always the same mitzvot, we will get bored. So Hashem give us a lot of mitzvot. So wherever we are, there is always a mitzvah to do. There is always, we are always in touch with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What it is important is, this week, it was spectacular what I heard this week. This week there was a man. It happened twice or three times lately. There was some kind of people that want to divorce. And of course, when you hear the word divorce, you ask why. You know what I hear lately? Well, I think it's been too long. 22 years of marriage. It's finished. We get bored. Say, but after 22 years of marriage, you have 5 children. I mean, I promise you, I was shocked. You know what happened to a woman last week? She told me, she said, I want to do, she said, I want the bracha because I think that I reached a point that I want to divorce my husband. I said, why? She said, because we have nothing to say. All what we have to say, we said it. I said, what about the children? You know what it was her answer? She said, my children, do you have to live for my children? Why my children, tomorrow they will get married, will not think about me. Why I have to think about them? I was shocked. I was shocked. I was shocked when I heard this. I said, you only care about yourself? You don't care about your children? You don't care about... She said, no. They are 19 years old. Well, They are autonomous. They don't need me. I said, of course they need you. So what happened? Why do people do want to change? Why? You know why? Because there is a lot of reason. First, if there is a change between them, that means they don't love each other. If really they love each other, they couldn't talk like that. It's impossible. A man who loves his wife, that's because he has nothing to say to his wife. I think he had nothing to tell her all the time since he was married to her. He never loved his wife as he should, as he should. I think I don't believe that he loved his wife in his life. I don't think even if he knows what it is love. I don't know if he really. I'm telling you, this is the truth. So, you know, to get married, it's a purpose. To get married, unfortunately today, people they live together. People they, unfortunately, people they get married, they get a lot of divorce today. A lot of divorce, a lot. Today today we live in a generation of no time. People have no time to give to the wife. The wife have no time to give to the husband. Today they live just no time for the children. No time for nobody. No time for themselves. No time to eat. No time to sleep. No time for nothing. Once upon a time, there was time for everything. There was a time to sleep, a time to eat, a time to study, a time to talk, a time to travel. Today, there is no time. There is nothing. Today, people, they have no time of nothing. Only time is money. Only time is, I don't know. Other people, television, I don't know, people have no calendar, nothing. They lost, even at work, there is no time. They come when they want, they go, they decide when to stop. I mean, today we live in a generation of no time. The world today is speed so much. People, instead of having time because everything is speeding, today we see that. We know what it is speeding. When you run, you have no time for nothing because you run. You have no time to look at nothing because you run. Just imagine, how can you see if you drive at 200 kilometers in an hour? How can you see a picture in the street? You are running. By the time you want to see, already you are 1 kilometer behind. She's behind you, the picture. There is no time for nothing. There is no concentration today. There is nothing. Stop. The Torah is to give you the time. Time to do this. Time to do that. The Torah gives you the time. That even for the tefillah, even to pray, there is a time. You cannot miss that time. This time. The Torah gives you a direction. That's why this holiday of Shavuot is called Shavuot. Called Atzeret. Atzeret is the time. And that's why we count. Count is the time. You have to give yourself time to count. 1 day, 2 days, 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. The Torah train you how to teach yourself to have the time how to live. I'm telling you, most of the people that they speed with the time, they lose everything in the time. By the end, but why Hashem give you 1 hour, 2 hours? Today people they want to reduce the time. People today they want to win the time, but by willing to win the time, they are losing the time. People are. It's like a few weeks ago, I was talking in somewhere. And somebody was looking at his watch. I mean, for 15 minutes, it was so hard for him to listen at Dvar Torah of 15 minutes. And after I finished, I told him, are you in a hurry? He said, no. I said, so why? I said, you rushed me. Every time I saw you looking at your time, at your watch. Why? If it's Shabbat, there is nothing to do. He said, well, even he has nothing to do, he's in a hurry. He has nothing to do. I mean, it's crazy. It's Shabbat. I mean, and besides, oh, does he keep Shabbat? That means he has nothing to do. It's the summer. It's a long day. So why? No, he's in a rush. In a rush for what? For nothing. Just to leave the synagogue. People want to win the time, and they lose the time. Today, all this big technology today that there is today, it's supposed to make your life easy. It's supposed to make that you will gain a lot of time. But on one hand, you gain time. On the other hand, this time that you have nothing to do in this time. So you do silly things. So you become lazy. So you are losing this beautiful time that Hashem give you. Instead of using it for something, you lose it because there is the technology help you to gain the time, to win the time, instead of doing something in one day, you can do it in 1 minute, and then there is the day what you want to do. So you see, that's why Shavuot, that's why in the Jewish calendar, the Torah give you the time when it's Shabbat, when it's Kippur, when it's Rosh Hashanah, when it is Pesach. Hashem, and then Hashem, he give you how long, how many days this holiday, how much you have to spend in each day of the holiday. The Torah wants you to be the Baal HaBayis, the boss of the time, not to be the slave of the time. By being the slave of the time, you are the loser. By being the boss of the time, you decide what to do with your time. You decide what, but if you decide, so take a good decision, use it well, don't lose it. Now, that's why this holiday of Shavuot, it's called Shavuot weeks. What does it mean, weeks? 7 weeks. Listen to this. 7 weeks. We know what it is, seven. Seven, when we hear the word seven, it's symbolic. Seven is the 7th day, it's Shabbat. Seven, it's something very, it's a day that you rest. 7 weeks. So during 7 weeks, you count. Each day you count. Each day you count. You count. You count for what? But you count for Shabbat. It's like I start counting Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Shabbat. What you do Shabbat? I rest. You rest? Yes. This time, it's my time. All week I was busy. Always I had to work. I had to get up early. I had to go there. I had to go there. I had to go. Shabbat, this is my time. If I was a slave of the time during the week, so on Shabbat, I train myself. This is my time. I use it. I will do with this time all what I want to do. What I will do with this time? Well, I will take my time this Shabbat to serve Hashem with the time that He give me. I will wake up on Shabbat or to go to synagogue. I will study Torah. I will not go there. I will not go there. I have nothing to do there. I am the boss. I am the Baal HaBayis of this time. This is my time. Now, by training yourself on Shabbat to use your time as you want. So that will push you that on Sunday you will do the same. You will be the Baal HaBayis of your time. That means you will use the time as it should be used, not waste it. So then Monday, Tuesday, and then maybe maybe you will lose patience. So in the meantime, Shabbat will come again. And then you train yourself again. What Hashem wants from us to count days, weeks, and then you do a holiday. Yes, sir. When you know how to use your time, you can do a holiday. Yes, I'm not kidding. I know what I'm telling you. A man who don't waste his time, he knows. And he knows what to do with his time. He knows when to stop, when not to stop. Yes, he can do a holiday. He can be a happy man. He won. He's the winner. He's the one. Not like all these people, you ask them, how are you? Oh, I'm fed up. Oh, I'm tired. with all the holidays that you take your time. I know somebody here in Paris, there is no a week that he doesn't go for a weekend. There is no a week that he will not go for a weekend to Marrakech, to Deauville, to Cannes, to New York, I don't know, every weekend. He has 3 days. And always he is tired. And always he go to the spa for 1 week. Twice a year he do 3 days spa. Always he's tired. He's tired. I think he's tired from holidays. He think that the holidays, they will give him a relax. No. Sometimes the holidays can make you more tired than when you come back from the holiday, from the summer, you're more tired than before the holiday. Why? Because people doesn't know what it is. Because they want to do so much on their holiday, that's so tired, they come back after the holiday, tired. They need another holiday. They need already another holiday. Hashem give us those kind of holidays that we become the boss of the time. And that's why those weeks from Pesach to Shavuot, Hashem give us days and weeks to count. You count days, you count week. And you cannot miss counting this day. But you count for what? There is a purpose for counting. What it is the purpose? To win what? To get what? To get what? To get that you are the boss of the time. When you accomplish this beautiful accomplishment, that the time belongs to you, that the time is so limited, not to waste it, and use it for the good things, so you won. You won. You can do a holiday. So now the question is, fabulous, but this holiday, why the Torah doesn't mention the purpose of this holiday? Because the Torah wants to teach you. If you, sir, you become the owner of the time, so all the rest of the time that you will own, that you will have in your hand, you can invest it to the Torah. All this time that Hashem wants you to count, all the time that Hashem wants you to have, that should be your time, just to use it for the Torah. Matan, and this is the beautiful Matana. This is the beautiful gift that Hashem give you, that when he teach you how to be the boss of your time. This is the gift that Hashem give you. It's a gift. And Be'emet, when, because today you hear people telling, no time, all people are boring because they don't know what to do with the time. So they're so boring till they have depression and they become manic depression. They become even dangerous because of the time that they did not use it, and they're fed up till, you know what they do? After they kill themselves, because they hate the time. They hate life. The life is so beautiful that Hashem gives you, that you can use it for your own good. You don't use it. Now you understand what it is, the gift of Matan Torah, because we did ask a question. What it is a gift? A gift, it's when you give to somebody a present, money, a check. You give him, I don't know, a watch. You give him a car. It's a gift. You know, last week, somebody wanted to give me a good gift, a beautiful car, a $200,000 car. You know, brand new Mercedes. I told him, tell me, can you imagine me, Rabbi David Pinto, using this Mercedes? He said, yeah, yes, why not? You deserve it. I said, I know, I thank you for telling me I deserve it, and thank you for the gift. But I don't feel comfortable in that car. I remember one day, somebody came to the airport he needed me, and he came, and I had to go with him to the hospital to see his wife, that she was ill. And he came in a brand new Rolls Royce. It was a Rolls Royce, a white Rolls Royce. When I saw the car, I told him, I'm sorry. I take a taxi, we follow you. He said, Rabbi David, please. I said, no, I can't. I don't feel comfortable. I promise you that this last year, and I was in a synagogue last year in Miami, and I had to go for a breakfast with some people. And when I saw the car, it was a car, a $500,000 car. I said, even if you give me this car, I will not enter this car. He said, why? I said, because each one has his conviction. My conviction is, it's not for me. My pleasure is when I do a mitzvah. I don't want to change. I get my pleasures by keeping Shabbat. I get my pleasures by doing a mitzvah, by keeping this, by keeping that. I can't change this pleasure for another pleasure. Please, don't. He said, but Rabbi David, you are Rabbi David. You need to enjoy yourself. I said, sir, you cannot imagine how much I enjoy myself by studying Torah, by doing a mitzvot. For me, this, it's not my type of pleasure. Please, I cannot explain to you. I told him, listen, I would like to ask you one question. He said, yes. I said, can you come tomorrow and we study Torah all day tomorrow? You know what was his answer? He said, Rabbi David, tomorrow, even that I don't work, but all day I can't. I said, why? He said, because I can't. I said, you know why you can't? Because you are in Miami, because tomorrow you will go to the beach, because tomorrow you have a play golf with some friends, because tomorrow you have this, because your pleasure is your kind of world where you live. You don't get pleasure from the Torah. Now you understand. Now understand me. The same way that you don't have the pleasure that I have, I don't have the pleasure that you have. Where we live in two different worlds. And besides this, the big difference between you and me, it's that if you give a chance that you will come to study Torah from time to time, you will feel the pleasure of the Torah. But me, by doing what you are doing, I will not feel as you think I will feel. So we have to stop. It's for me, it's boring, it's wasting of time, that's it. I mean, I told him, you see, even me, I am in Miami, I'm taking holidays, I am here for 2 weeks, and Baruch Hashem, I study, I take some sun from the balcony, and Baruch Hashem, I enjoy to see the sea, because from where I am, there is no beach, and it's so beautiful, the sea. And Baruch Hashem, I enjoy being with my family. I study Torah with my children. I have my own holidays. I feel good. Baruch Hashem, I feel good. And I use the time to rest. And I use the time for me and for Hashem. So I get everything. But you waste your time. You think that you enjoy your time. But think. When you finish your holiday, you go back to New York for where you belong, you will find yourself very, very tired. So, my friend, this is Shavuot. I think Shavuot, Hashem trained, he teaches the Jews from Pesach till Shavuot, he teaches you how to be the owner of the time. You count every day. I mean, every day, why you count this every day? I count every day because a Jewish life, it's not like a Jewish, if it's not a day Jewish life, it's not a day's life for everybody. A day Jewish life, it's full of mitzvot, full of a lot of good things to do. So that's why Hashem, he trained you how to use, not to reduce the day, use it, take the best of the day. There is the day, you can... You can split the day, but there is always the best of the day. What is the best of the day? That time that there is nothing to do. That time is the best. That time, use it for yourself. So you count the days. Then you count the weeks. Then you count the days and the weeks. Why the weeks? Because you know there is always in the week a Shabbat. And that Shabbat represents the whole week to come. The whole following week. Use it well. And that Shabbat, like the Bnei Shechai said, Bnei Shechai said, why Hashem give us Shabbat? And Bnei Shechai said, because people have no time all week. They work all week. All week they have no time. And understand them. But Shabbat, Hashem give us Shabbat. So on Shabbat, you have nothing to do. And because you have nothing to do, at least you can study Torah. At least from Shabbat you learn what to do with the time. And then when it come, when the week comes, so you can use the week. You can use the week, as I said before, I don't want to repeat again. Now we understand that it's so nice from Hashem that he trained the Jews, he teach them how to become the owner of the time, the owner of the days, the owner of the weeks, the owner of the month. And then when you become, after that you count 50 days, Hashem said stop. Because the 50, it's a special number. It's a Kabbalistic number, the 50. It's Hamishim Sha'ari Bina. I don't want to explain it. That's why Hashem, he preferred that the Jew, he said that the Jews should count 50 days. 7 weeks, 50 days. So, and then, Atzeret, stop. Now that you learn, now that you learn what you can do with your life, with your time, with your days, with your weeks. So, it's a holiday. Holiday for what? It's a holiday. Now that you know what you can do with the time, that you know that the time is so valuable, the time is so nice with the time, because after 120 years, there is no time anymore. The time is only in this world. After 120 years, there is no time. Finito. Finished. Finished. Now that you teach yourself what it is, the time, what it is, the weeks, so it's a holiday. I mean, can you imagine? I was the slave of my time, and now I am the owner of the time. It's so nice. That if I am the owner of the time, that means I will not waste it. I will use it only for good things. It's a holiday. So why the Torah doesn't mention it was Matan Torah? Why? Why the Torah? Because it's so normal. The Torah, she didn't want to write that after 7 weeks that you have been counting, it's Matan Torah. Why? Because it's so real. Now that you know that you know how to use the time, this is a time, it's a gift. Behemet. The time, it's a gift. I mean, people think time is money. But I'm sorry to tell you this. I know a lot of people that they've been using their time for money, and then they die. They didn't even take no advantage of their money. And then the fight started with the children. How much money each one should take? Where is the money? Where is my father's money? Why you took this? Why you took more than me? I mean, that was the purpose. The purpose just to use all the time, all your life to make money. And at the end, what you took with you? Nothing. It's a disaster. This is the gift. I made a couple of millions of dollars. Ah, what a gift. But this gift, it's a gift, okay. But, you know, that kind of gifts, I mean, one day I said to somebody, you're a millionaire. I'm happy for you. I pray for you that I should give you a million times more than what you have. But I told him, well, just one question for you. Do you take some pleasure of all what you have? He looked at me. He said, yes, I have a big pleasure to know that I am rich. I said, I'm sorry, but do you use your money? He said, well, it's very important for me that I am rich, that my children will be rich, that I am 80 years old now, and at least my children, they will have enough. I said, but what about you? You think about your children. You think about yourself. Why don't you take advantage of your money? Why don't you use it? Why don't you have the pleasure? Why only your children will have the pleasure? Why not you? He looked at me, he said, yes, you're right. I will see what I can do. I told him, you know, sir, the money is security. If you believe in Hashem, this is a good security. I said, you know, look what happened in Argentina or in Cyprus. A lot of times it could happen. The bank can have a bankrupt and you can lose everything. And they said everything can fall down and you can lose everything. The best security is faith in Emunah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But all this, if you've been the boss of the time, if you know how to use your time, but because people, they don't know how to use the time, they think that time is money, time is take advantage by not thinking well, instead of using the time, they may lose the time. And this is a big, big problem. I'm telling you, Bemet, I leave those problems today. And I would like just to tell you something. What is the best gift? What's the best gift that somebody can give me? The best gift. I'm telling you, Bemet, honest. The best gift for me is that Hashem will help me how to use my time. This is the best gift. How to use the time. How not to make a mistake of my time. Look how many people. They've been working all their life and one bad investment, they lost everything. That means they lost 50 years of their time. All their time, all those years, they've been working like a horse and they lost everything. It's what I heard 2 days ago. 2 days ago, I was in Israel 2 days ago, and somebody came to see me, said, Rabbi David. Yes, it was in Israel. It was on Monday night. He said, Rabbi David, I am from Los Angeles. I was the best. I was a millionaire. I had this, I had everything. I've been working all my life. I made millions. I lost 85 million, everything, all my life, all my 50 years of life. I lost it. This is time. Time. That's why, when you know what to do with the time and you don't lose the time, it's a gift. And Hashem give us. That's what we call Matan Torah. Because the Torah, the time that you use, the time that you invest on the Torah, doing a mitzvah, the pleasure that you get, there is no price for that gift. And this is the matan, this is the matana. Because you might make $1 million. It's beautiful. You are happy. It's nice. But this $1 million, after 120 years, it's remained here. You will not take it with you. Why you will take with you? That small mitzvah that you did. That small, this time that you did invest on, by, like you. You woke up at 5:45, 5:30 in the morning, and you listen to my shiur. And where you listen to shiur Torah. You invest 1 hour. This 1 hour, this time of 1 hour, it's a matana. It's a gift. Because what you will learn from this hour, that the pleasure that this hour it's because but to wake up at 6 o'clock and to listen a show, that means that you enjoy the show. It's a matana. It's a gift. I mean, this is a gift that Hashem give you. There is another kind of gift. Like, there is a soccer. There is Brazil against Argentina. They're playing football at 5 o'clock in the morning. You wake up to watch this game. Is it a gift? Even that your team, they will win 5 goals. Wow! You'd be happy screaming. It's a gift. Can you call it? No, it's a pleasure. If they lose, well, you will be sad. If they won, well, it's a pleasure. But it's not a gift. That hour that you took from your sleeping time and that you woke up to watch it, it's not a gift. It's a pleasure. A pleasure that you will forget few hours later. And maybe a few years later, when new team, it doesn't exist anymore, so it's finished. It's a dream. That's it. But the hour that you invest, that you take from sleeping time, and you listen a shiur, you do a mitzvah, that gift, that will give you a pleasure that you will never forget it. That gives you a real pleasure. Ta'amu u kitov Hashem. When you test Hashem, you will see that everything that Hashem gives, it's beautiful, it's nice. The time that you invest, and that's why we call it Matan Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us mitzvot, how to use our time, not to waste the time. A mitzvah, putting a tefillin, it's the time. It's a time. It's a time that you take from your life. You study 1 hour Torah, it's a time. You eat, you wash your hand, you do Birkat Hamazon, you go to tefillah, you do a mitzvah, Hag, Shabbos, it's a time. This time, it's a gift. When you, bam, it's a gift. We never saw somebody that he did a sin, and after doing the sin, he is happy. No, he is depressed. Why I did that? But on the other hand, we never saw somebody that he did a mitzvah, and then after he regret why he did it. Like you. You will not say later, why I did not sleep that hour? Why I woke up at 5:30 in the morning to listen to Rabbi David talking? Why? The contrary. This time that you took from sleeping time to listen to Shiur Torah, that will give you a pleasure. That's why Hashem, that's why the Torah called the time that you invest in by doing a mitzvah, it's a matana. It's a matana, because that's what you take with you. You don't take nothing with you, nothing. This is what you take. Now we understand. Why Hashem doesn't, why this special event of Shavuot, we don't say Shavuot is for Matan Torah. Shavuot is for Matan Torah. You know why? Because Hashem, he wants that. Hashem, I think that a lot of times we have to use what a lot of rabbis mentioned, that if Hashem will say that Matan Torah was the 6th of Sivan, so a lot of people, they will say, well, in the 6th of Sivan, the day that we receive the Torah, we will mark that day, and we will study Torah that day. Well, that day will be a special day. No. Hashem, he said, stop! Atzeret. Don't think of that. When you count the 7 weeks, when you count the days with the 7 weeks, and you know what it is time, because it, when you count the time, you count the days, you count the weeks. When you teach yourself what it is counting days, what it is counting the time, you will not waste it. This is a holiday. This is a special event. So now that you know what it is, the time, so right away, use your time for the Torah. So Hashem said, when it comes to the Torah, there is no time. The day that you decide to study Torah, it's Matan Torah. It's not only once a year. It's every day, every night, any day you want. I was in a plane this week, and I saw the steward was counting the passengers. He was counting one, two of them, and then he came. I was, because I was sitting in the front, He said to the pilot, "Well, there is one person missing." So the pilot said, "Well, we can't leave. We can't close the gate. We can't close the doors. You have to count again." So he count again, and he was missing. There is one missing. So the pilot said, "Well, let's count again. I help you." So the both of them were counting, and then they realize there is somebody missing. So the pilot, he called outside that there is something missing. There is one passenger is missing. So from outside we saw two or three stewards came, said, "No, we have the papers. You should have here on the plane X people." He said, "But we count three times. We count again." When they count again, you could see the smiling in their face. The count was correct. The count was correct. So everybody was happy. So then the question was, what happened? You know what happened? Because that passenger, he was in the toilet, and he did not close the toilet. So when they were counting, they saw the toilet open, but they didn't want inside to see if there is nobody there. So that's why it was somebody missing. But the count was correct. So they were happy. So, you know, I learned from that something. How much a man, Hashem, he gives us the time to use it. And we should be correct with the time. We should not just waste it. Because with Hashem, you cannot joke. You can't say, there is no well with Hashem. With Hashem, it's time that He gives you, you have to use it. With the exception when you have to go to the toilet, where you have to go to sleep. Those moments, it's the time that it has been used, but it's the time that you have, it's your time. I mean, you must eat, you must sleep, you must, there is time that you can use for, that your body need, and there is time that your brain need, there is time that your body, I mean, the most important is to know how to use the time. And this is, for me, Shavuot is the holiday of the time. How Hashem, it teach you how to use the time. Now, why, when you know what it is the time, so it's a matana, it's a gift. Baruch Hashem, I know how to use my time, it's a gift. Thanks God, Baruch Hashem, I will not waste it. And now that you know that you will not waste it, so automatically you know. It's eventually what you will do with it, so you will use it for Torah. That's why we don't mention today it's Matan Torah. It's just the holiday of the gift. The holiday that you understood the kind of gift that Hashem give you. He give you life. He give you the time. Now you know what to do with this time. You know what to do with the life. So use it well. Don't waste it. When you will know that this time you will not waste it, so you won the game. So you won. So you know what you will. That's why the Torah, the Torah did not talk at all about today. It was the gift of Matan Torah. Today we only mention today is the gift of the time. Today is the gift of the weeks. Today is the gift of the days. And then, but you will, let yourself understand. You are not stupid. You know what it is. What kind of gift is it? So, my friends, this is for me. This is Matan Torah. For me, Matan Torah, I think, for me, Matan Torah is the best gift that Hashem gave me. That I know how to use my time. That Be'ezat Hashem, wherever I am, I will use my time for Hashem, for Torah Kedusha. And I would like just to tell you this. And this is very, very, very important. Today we live, and it's a generation so. They will burn their time but not ask them to do a mitzvah. But don't ask them to, you know, like Shavuot. Shavuot, it's 2 days of Shavuot. We have Wednesday and Thursday. And then Friday, already we have to prepare ourselves for Shabbat. It's so long. It's 3 days. I mean, there will be people who will be talking 3 days no work, 3 days shul, 3 days synagogue, 3 days of food. The women, they have to work. It's so long, it's too much. 3 days. For those who live in Israel, they only have one day, Wednesday. Thursday and Friday, it's not a holiday. Though Shabbat, it's another day. But for us who live outside Israel, it's too much. But really, if we are clever, we'll see how much billions of mitzvot we can do on those 3 days. What we cannot do 120 years after in the other world. Only this way you can do them. Just if we could think how much billions of mitzvot we can do. If we know how to use the time of Shavuot and the time of Shabbat. I was thinking, well, now that you know what you do with the time, that the time that Hashem give you, how to use it, so now that you know how to use it, oh, it's a holiday. Ah, now at least I know what to do with my time. You know, excuse me to tell you this. I want to see somebody in the hospital. He was there for 2 days. You know what he told me? Rabbi David, pray for me that I leave the hospital. It's like I was here 10 years, suffering to see all what I see. Rabbi David, it's like 10 years hospital. And he was there only 2 days. I told him, can I ask you one question? He said, yes. Could you promise me that you will keep Shabbat when you leave the hospital? He said, Rabbi David, I will keep all week, not only Shabbat. I said, no, don't joke. You cannot keep all week. Only one day a week. Rabbi David, please, I prefer to be outside that big here inside. You see this man? Only 2 days. It seemed to him like 10 years. This time of the hospital, it's so horrible for him. He couldn't accept it. Yes. Yes. Now, this man, when he will leave the hospital, he will do a big seoda, a big seoda, hodaya, to say, thank you, Hashem, that I'm not in the hospital. You know, my rabbi told me, Rabbi Michael Yehuda Lefkovich, he told me that the hospital of today, there is two kinds of hospital. There is a hospital that it's a hospital. When somebody is not well, he goes to the hospital. And there is another kind of hospital, is the yeshiva. The yeshiva, it's a hospital. Why? Because when somebody is far away from Hashem and he doesn't know who is Hashem, he doesn't know the pleasure of the mitzvot, he doesn't know what it is life, he's like an ill man. The only way to get better to go to the yeshiva, to study Torah. Even in his house, it could be a yeshiva when he studied Torah. The Torah will put him in the right way. So now you understand, this is Shavuot. All Shavuot about is to appreciate the time, to count days, to count weeks to receive the Torah. But how can you receive the Torah? How can you appreciate the Torah if you don't appreciate the time that Hashem gives you? First, teach yourself how to appreciate the time, not to lose the time, only to gain the time. And this time, invest in the Torah. This is the holiday. If you do so, so it's Matan Torah. If you do so, so it's every day it's Matan Torah for you. It's not only once a year, it's every day. So, Be'ezrat Hashem, I pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give you, to all of you, Baracha Ve'atzlacha, and I hope, Be'ezrat Hashem, that we will use our time for the only good things, not for bad things. Okay? And for the meantime, I would like to wish you and to everybody Chag Sameach, God bless you, and Be'ezrat Hashem, that we will know how to use the time, because the time, there is no price for the time. There is no price for the time. You know, there was a king. I know, there was a king that he was not well. And I heard that he said to some big doctors, I'm willing to give billions, millions, anything the world can ask me just to have another year to live. And the doctors told him, well, we can provide you everything except life. We can help you to live, but only if God wants. 2 hours ago, there was a man with his family came because the mother, she's not well. And the doctor said, it's finished. And they were crying. And they were telling me, we give everything, we do everything you ask from us. We want our mother to live. And the mother, she's very old. She's more than 95 years old. And they were crying like children. And the children, they are already 80 years old. And they want, not 80, less than 80, 75 or 70. And they want that the mother will be well. Because time has no price. Time has no price. If we know how to use it, it's beautiful. But if we don't know how to use it, we waste it. We burn it. Well, this is Shavuot. Shavuot, it's to appreciate the time. Shavuot, it's to appreciate. And you know, before I finish, you should know that David HaMelech, the King David, he died on Shavuot. He died on Shavuot. And he didn't want, he asked from Hashem, please Hashem, do me a favor. Let me live another day. Please Hashem. Because Hashem told him that he will die on Shabbat. And he said to Hashem, please Hashem, do me a favor. I want to live after Shabbat. I want to die after Shabbat, not on Shabbat. And Hashem said, no. Your life is 70. So David HaMelech said to Hashem, please Hashem, do me a favor. Let me live till Friday. I don't want to live one more day. I want to live one day less. I don't want to die on Shabbat. And Hashem said, no. The day that you will live, it's very important for me. Because you don't spend, you don't waste the days. So just to tell you how much David HaMelech, he appreciated days. And he didn't want to die on Shabbat because Shabbat for him is so important, so he preferred to live, to die before Shabbat or after Shabbat. But Hashem said, no. Look, here we're talking about days, about one day, maybe about a few hours. Even if those for a few hours, Hashem didn't want to give him more because it's finished, and he didn't want him to die less hours because those less hours are very important for Hashem that David HaMelech can use them. So Shavuot, it's really, it's a meaning of a holiday when I know what we can do with the time. So it's become a holiday. It's winning. I mean, people, they think about money. They think about the pleasures, the time of the waste and the pleasure. But this is not real. The real is really how to use the time for I mean, even money is good. I don't say no. But it should not be, this is a priority, this is. Because sometimes you may find yourself that you've been wasting all the time. But when you lose everything, say it's finished. I mean, you have to be clever. When to use the time for money, when to use the time to go to sleep, when to use the time to go to bed, when to use the time to go to eat, when to study Torah. Divide your time. Don't waste your time. Divide it. Behemet, I'm telling you, today people, they have no program in the time. They mix everything. Behemet, I'm telling you, people mix everything. It's like they're losing their mind. Okay, if I will talk, I will not stop. I wish you all the best. Chag Sameach, and God bless you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.